Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm so glad you're joining me again today on this journey towards a calmer, more peaceful mind. Now, let's be honest, life can feel like one big roller coaster sometimes, right? There are those exhilarating highs and then, bam, we get thrown into the depths of uncertainty and fear. It's easy to get swept away by those waves of doubt, questioning our own strength and courage. But guess what? You have more inner power than you realize. This episode is all about tapping into that wellspring of strength, discovering your inner warrior, and facing those challenges head on with a newfound sense of confidence. Think about it, haven't we all had moments where we felt paralyzed by fear? Maybe it was asking for a raise at work, standing up to someone who was being unfair, or even just venturing outside our comfort zone in some small way. Those moments can feel like insurmountable obstacles, but they're also opportunities for growth. It's in these tough situations that our true inner strength shines through. First things first, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite fear. Ever felt that knot in your stomach before a big presentation? That's fear, plain and simple. But by showing up anyway, taking those deep breaths, and delivering your message with conviction, you're demonstrating true courage. It's not about being fearless, it's about facing our fears head on and choosing to move forward anyway. Next up, self-belief is key. How can we expect others to believe in us if we don't believe in ourselves? It's a powerful equation. Confidence breeds courage. So how do we build that unshakable belief in ourselves? Start by acknowledging your strengths and accomplishments. Make a list, write it down, shout it from the rooftops. Celebrate those wins, big and small, because they all contribute to that sense of inner power. Now let's talk about mindset. You know that saying, where there's a will, there's a way? It's so true. Our thoughts shape our reality. If you constantly tell yourself, I can't do this or I'm not good enough, guess what? That becomes your self-fulfilling prophecy. Instead, try reframing those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Replace I am scared with I am brave, or I am not ready with I am capable of learning and growing. Remember, courage isn't a one-size-fits-all superpower, it looks different for everyone. What feels courageous for you might seem ordinary to someone else, and that's okay. The important thing is to recognize your own unique strengths and use them to navigate life's challenges. Let me share a quick story with you. I was once terrified of public speaking. My palms would sweat, my voice would crack, and my heart would race like a hummingbird on caffeine. But I knew that if I wanted to grow as a person and pursue my goals, I had to overcome this fear. So I started small. I joined a Toastmasters club, practiced in front of friends and family, and eventually worked my way up to giving presentations at conferences. It wasn't easy, but every time I stepped outside my comfort zone, I felt a surge of accomplishment and a newfound sense of courage. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Believe in yourself, embrace your strengths, and never underestimate the power of taking that first step. So, my friends, what's one small act of courage you can commit to today? Maybe it's saying yes to a new opportunity, starting a conversation with someone you admire, or simply stepping out of your comfort zone in a way that feels meaningful to you. I know you've got this. Don't forget to share your courageous moments with us on social media. We love hearing about your journeys. Until next time, keep overthinking detox and your courage blazing bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.